In the Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that the Rambam holds that if you have a chazaka d'dina, if a woman has the chazaka that she has a certain halachic status, that she's married, and you have tre utre, so we say that it doesn't make a vade mamzer. It only makes a suffix, which is Miyashiv, the question of the Shmaitze, who's done the Chazaka Dedina. Does a Chazaka Dedina make a Mamzer Vadai? In other words, is a Chazaka Mevar the Suffolk, or is it just a Psak, the Anhoga Mamokam Suffolk? So we show that the Rambam holds that it's a Hanhoga, it's not a Beirul, and therefore the kid's not a Vadai Mamzer. And then we asked, oh my goodness, look at the Rambam, who says that. If two say nizgarsha hayoyim and two are makrish, say no, she's becheskas eishes ish gemura kishahaysa. If it's today, because if they are going to happen today, and therefore if the child is born, the vlad's a mamzer, and the Rambam explains, because they say to her, if what you're saying is true, Revitzin, that you're really divorced, then let's see your get. Don't sell me Lakshin that you're divorced today if you can't show me a get. So if she tries to get married, the kid's going to be a mamzer. So you see that a chazaka d'dina if there's a haychacha on the side of the chazaka, before we showed in the other Rambams that if there's a chazaka, we don't follow the chazaka because we said there's a reis on the chazaka. Even if there's no race in the chazaka, we saw habal isha sheh suffik nizgarsha. So she's a cheskaseishas ish, and the kid's not a mamzer vadei. And we saw other Rambam. And whenever we say suffik mugureshes, the vlad's a suffik mamzer, not a mamzer vadei, even though it's a race, even though it's a chazaka d'dina. And we also saw Rambam that says that if a woman gets married and she's not sure, because it's two against two and she's not sure, again, only a suffix. So you see, in all these cases, that even though there's a chazaka d'dina, the child is only a suffix mamzer. And yet we saw the Rambam now, we see the Rambam now that says that to say yes, to say no, and she can't, that she got divorced today, she can't show the get. The kids are mamzer vadai. But the Rambam holds that a chazaka d'dina doesn't make a mamzer vadai. So how, what's the pshat? The pshat must be, because we have a hoychocha, we have a proof, she can't present the get. You can't show me the get, lady, forget it, you're out. Kids a mamzer. Kim Tfor the Shaila, but how we, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim, how does a hechocha help to be mevaris suffik of trey or trey? No beirul is better than Eidim. All this is a beirul. It's not better than Eidim. We have Eidim. She's divorced. Two and two. Two yes, two no. So how does a beirul help us? V'hanira v'biur ha'inyan. As Moreinu v'Rabbeinu maspir lano ech letmoded im ze. Shebe'emes sorich biur ikur ha'dovo. What's pshat that we said in Tosfos and Rambam in the previous shiurim that a chazaka d'daika u'mintzva is a reyuso necheskes eishes ish. Since she has a chazaka that she's careful that she was really divorced, her husband's really dead, she's making sure that she'd make sure that the reality is she's allowed to get married, so then the kid's not a mamzer at all. The answer is that the chazaka, the daika minsiva, or chazaka, that she's very careful before she gets married, makes a reyusa on the cheskes eishasish. But wait a second. Since it's not effective to be mevarer and to machriya b'ikarat sofik shel trei utrei, so why does it make a reyusa? If it's not mevarer the sofik, why should it make a reyusa on the sofik? V'nireh shesovrim ha-rambam v'ha-tesfis. The b'yisoid ha-din lo'yishayni sofik trei utrei mishar sfikis. Fundamentally speaking, there's no difference between a sofik two against two and other sveikas. And really, even by a sveika utrei, there's really room for hoichochos and beirurim, for proofs and clarifications, to be machriya the sofik. She'afilu she'edim vaday adifim mikol ha-beirurim, edim are preferable to any beirur. Nevertheless, hareze rak kishiyesh lanu lifsoik kmo ha'edim. Aval kan, shiyesh lefaneinu shnei kitei edim, v'yefshel lanu lifsoik ke'achas mehen, shuv hoye min adin la'achria es ha'sofek al pi ha'beru. Kumar, even though edim are better than berurim, nevertheless, it's only when we want to paskin like the Edim. If we want to paskin like the Edim, Edim are better than Berurim. But here we have Shnei Kitei Edim, and we can't paskin like one of them. It's Trei U'Trei, it's two against two. It's two against two. So Hayam Min Hadin La'Achriya Tasofek Al Pi HaBeru. Now we should be machriya the sofek. V'yef shalanu, since we can't pass like one of them. Okay, so now let's go to the beirur. Let's go to the bullpen. You can't be machriya the sofek based on two against two. So then let's go to the beirur and see if the beirur is going to help us be machriya. So really, you can be. You can't beirurim don't help us if it's two against if against Edim. But if you already have Edim two against two, then we're going to use the beirurim. Ela, the after mitzad achroa sadin, a yeroi levar a sofik al yedei kain, mikol mokon dina hu di efshel lifsoi keneged ha'edim. So you can't paskin, really. Let's be machriya the sofik against the edim. Let's be mevarer. Now that you have two and two. So let's see. So you have edim, but we have a beirur. So why can't you be mevarer even against Edom? Answer is, the din is, we don't go against Edom. That's what the Torah says. Torah, we pass in halacha, we don't go against Edom. If you have Edom, you follow the Edom. Even if the two other Edom, so it's two against two. So what we're saying is that really we can't paskin against Edim. And therefore no beirur helps. But if you have two against two, then let's go to the beirur, like we said. And the answer to that is, but you can't. Why can't you? Because you can't paskin against Edim. And even if it's two against two, you still can't paskin against Edim. Kol nisht is gehelfen, as they say in Spanish. You can't paskin against Edim. Even if it's two against two, and even if you have a beirur on the side of one kas, of one group. And therefore, she blibes herself a geishasish. V'loy mahanu hoichochos uberurim lasis psak shel hachroe neged Edim. No proofs. no clarifications are effective to make a psak of a hachroe, of a decision to decide against Eden. And only a chazoka didina shaycha besveka detrei utrei. Only a chazoka didina is irrelevant if you have a suffix of two against two, since that's not mitoras hachro beiras suffix. It's just a psak din. It's just a hanhoge b'makom suffix. So that's why a chazaka dedina is shayach in a sveka of trei utrei, because it's not machriya the suffix, it's not mevara the suffix, it's not telling what really happened. What it's telling you is that this is your anhaga. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So that's why you can be done like this. The Shmaitz is done. Shmaitz discusses if a chazaka is dedina. It's machriya two against two, because it's not a beirul. So mikoyach svarazu chitshu atesvus de mahanya miyachazoka de daika uminsiva leoyroe lecheskas ishes ish. The benidoin ze the yeshlanu beirul vehochacha mitzad acher harei nitbair de klapei etzem tsto deya sofek haoychocho kayemes. So from this svara, Tosis was mechadesh that a lichazok of daika u'minsuva is enough to create a reusa, to create a weakness in the cheskas eishes ish. Because in an instance where we have a beirur and a hechocha mitzad acher, it's two against two, and you have a beirur and a hechocha mitzad acher, for example, of daika u'minsuva, she's careful who she marries, only get married if she's allowed to. So, as we explained just moments ago, with regard to the two tzadei hasafek, the proof is a good proof. And it would be roi, we should paskin. In other words, if it's two, it doesn't work. A beirul doesn't work against two eidim. But if you have two against two, let's say it should work. And the answer is no. No, even though it should. It makes sense that it should. It's logical that it should. If we have two against two, it makes sense that we should follow a beirul to prove that one side, one group is correct. But ze lo maspik, ki anachnu lo poskim neged eidim. Aval ma sheken, it's enough to make a reyus on the suffix. Ela de befoil liyavshul lifsoik esadim keneged o'edim. Nimso de machmas ha-chazoko de daika u'minsuva. Because of this chazoko, that a woman is careful before she gets married, we know that the husband died. So this is very interesting. You want to know what the reality is, what we're going to write in the newspaper. I mean, as if the newspaper is telling the truth, but in theory, let's say we would have a newspaper and we'd be permitted to write this in the newspaper. So as far as the facts on the ground, right? The facts on the ground are that if there's a chazok of daika u'minsuva, we view reality as the husband has died. The only thing is when it comes to psak haloche, you can't paskin that way la haloche. Why can't you paskin that way la haloche? Because you can't paskin mitonish paskin in neged edim. You can't paskin against edim, and you have two against two. So to make a reyus on the chazaka, it can do that the daiko mitzvah. But to paskin against edim, that doesn't suffice the daiko mitzvah. V'lochein b'chay gavne lo yishayich l'ukma cheskas eishes ish. And therefore, we can't say she is a cheskas eishes ish. Because the chazaka was only said b'makoyim sofek, and not where we don't have a sofek. In And that's what Tosfos was mechadesh, that the chazaka of daiko minseva impinges on the cheskas eishes ish. That even though we can't paskin based on this chazaka of daiko minseva, on this behu, on this oichocha, we can paskin based on it, since soif soif, it's neged edim, and against edim, shum behu loy mehani, no bearer is going to be effective against edim. Nevertheless, this behu is going to be effective to be mevatel the shame safek visu ein makoim le chazoke. Since we don't have a suffix anymore, why don't we have a suffix? Because the facts on the ground are that her husband's dead. That's what her being getting married proves to us. Since the facts on the ground are that her husband's dead, we don't have a suffix. Ois suffix, ois chazaka. When there's no more suffix, there's no more chazaka. So nachamo, as far as the Beis Din goes, as far as Psak Halacha goes, anachal lo yicholim lefsok neged edim, yishlenu shnayim neged shnayim, you can't paskin against edim. But since we have a chazaka, daiko minseva, and it makes sense, it's logical, we like logic, that's why we're Jews. It's Talmudic Jews. It's logical that the woman that her husband's dead, so we don't have a suffix anymore whether he's dead. We don't have a suffix. Ah, so she doesn't have a cheskas eishes ish anymore. There's no room for a cheskas eishes ish because we don't have a suffix as to whether or not he's dead. So is that super or is that super duper? No, noch a trit weiter. Ulefi mashin is boer. As they say in the essay, based on the foregoing, the way Rabbi Isaac Bernstein used to say it. They say in the essay, based on the foregoing, Osa shapir heitev divrei ha-rambam. Miken farstein zeir git vuzok de rambam. What do I mean? But the Rambam says that if you have two against two who are arguing as to this very, very critical question, did she get divorced today or didn't she get divorced today? That's what they're arguing about. Zok the Rambam, the Vlad Zimamzer. And we ask, the Chazoka Didina doesn't make a Mamzer Vadai. So how is the Hechoch of Achvegitoch going to be effective? But Makoy made him. We say to her, show your get. And she says, I don't have one. Oh, you don't have one? You got divorced today? That's awfully fishy. So that smells fishy. So we're going to say to her, you're still a married woman. Yeah, but that's a bearer. And we have two Adim who say that she's divorced. So how does the bearer help? Based on what we explained, we can be mitzaref. We can combine together these two reasons. We can combine together cheskas eishes ish and ach vegitoch la soy soy mamzer vadai. On one hand, she has a cheskas eishes ish, and together with that, we combine it with the show your get. Sharei nitba'er the yisoy dadim the loy mahanu oichochos uberurim betrei utrei ainu kepshutoi the loy shayich beru shu odif mi edu saidim. Ela dedina hu di efshar lifsoik keneged beirul de'edim. Avo misvar ha-shapir yesh loimer de gam besveged de trei utrei yesh mokoim lo hichochos beirurim. De soif soif islan hichocha kitzad zeh shal ha-sofik. Venim so lefi zeh de b'chai gavne dislan tzeh rof hanach trei tamei ach v'gitov v'chetz kezeh shazi shab rabbi mamzer vaday. So why can we combine the cheskas eishes ish together with the ach ve'gitach to prove that she's a married woman and make the child a mamzer v'adek? As we explain, that the yisod din that achochas and mirim don't help a trey or trey is not kipshuta, that it's not shayich a beirur, which is better than edus ha'edim. No. But rather it's a din that you can't paskin against the beirur of edim. But misvara, you can very well say that even in a sveik of trey or trey, there's room for achochas and beirurim. The saif saif, yesh lanu hochacha kitzad zeh shel ha'safek. It's because sof sof we have a hochacha. What's our hochacha? this Beirut, whatever the Beirut is, whatever proves it, it proves it. So that's the proof we have. We just can't paskin like that. So it emerges according to this, that if we have a tseruf of these two reasons, ach ve'gitach, show us your get. If you got divorced today, show us your get. And you don't show it, oh, raya that you're not divorced. And the cheskes eishes ish. So this makes a mamzer vadai. Why does it make a mamzer vadai? Why does it make a mamzer vadai? Because klape etzem asafek, vis-a-vis the very doubt itself, is she a divorced woman or not? We have a beir, we have a chloa mikorach hasvore. We have a proof, a decision, a clarification. Mikorach svara of ach ve'gitoch. Just, we can't paskin that way because it's a psak keneged eidim. Can't paskin that way. It's a psak keneged eidim. Ah, but for that we have the cheskes eishes ish. Because a chazaka didina that's not b'toras beiru v'achro can paskin even if makom trei u'trei. V'kevan shekein shapir nisparir v'huchra sofik v'gamrei. Ulahachi havalei mamzer vadai. So this child has become a mamzer vadai. Because klape etzem asafik, we have a beirur. The beirur is ach ve'gitach. You just can't paskin that way. Why can't you paskin that way? Because you can't paskin against Edom. You can't paskin against Edom. So you know where you go for that? For that, you go to the cheskes eishes ish. Because the cheskes eishes ish is a chazaka d'dina. It tells you that if beforehand she was an eishes ish, we're not going to change it unless we know otherwise. So when, as far as being mevara the suffix 100%, alpidas, alpisechel, you can. Because you have the hochacha. The only thing is you can't paskin like the hochacha. But now, in order to help that, oh, you want to be able to paskin. So I'll help you paskin. You know I'll help you paskin? Because we have a chazaka d'dina that she's a married woman. That's not a beirur, that's a hanaga. Normally we don't paskin based on that because Rambam says because you have when you have trei u'trei, it still remains a suffix. If you have trei and trei and then you have a cheskes eishes ish, we blive with a suffix. But here we already resolved the suffix. We resolved the suffix because of ach ve'gitach. So that enables us to paskin based on the cheskes eishes ish. And that's pshat in the Rambam, that normally the Rambam paskins, that you can't paskin merely based on a chazaka d'dina, as we showed before, remain with the suffix. But if you have a chazaka d'dina together with a hochacha that proves the suffix, then we can paskin that way. So if you have a hochacha, you have two against two, and then you have a hochacha. So you can't, again, you can't paskin that way because hochachas don't help against Eidim. But if in addition to that, you have a chazaka d'dina, which is a hanhaga, which is a psak, so that doesn't directly contradict the two Eidim, because the two Eidim are berurin. So more berurim aren't going to help us to paskin. But you know what does help us to paskin? The chazaka d'dina, because that's not telling us, the metzius, that's not telling us what happened in real time, the physical reality, that's just telling us that if you have a certain halacha, assume it didn't change unless you know otherwise. So there are the two eidim, don't stare us, the two against two. Stay with the cheskes hadin. So the two of them together, the beirur, which is mevara the suffix, it's not a suffix, and memela, that allows us to paskin based on the chazaka d'dina. Thank you. Biyavamis, b'daf peches amud aleph, mevo'ar, b'isha sheniseis al pishnayim, she'amru meit ba'ala, ve'achar kach ba'a ba'al, d'teitse. A woman married based on two eidim, who said that her husband died, and then the husband comes. Unfortunately, after the Holocaust, this happened, that there were women who were remarried based on the fact that they assumed that their husbands had perished in the Holocaust, and then their husband came back. I even heard of one case where the husband came back and she said, I like my second husband better, and she stayed with him, which is not good. In any event, that is what I heard. So we see a woman gets married, al pi shnayim shamra meis baila, and then the husband comes, teitse. Frek teisves, kevan di iketre, da amri meis. Since there are two people who said that her husband is dead, afil vike me adam vishizeu abal, so when they say the husband's dead, what essentially are they saying? What's their edus, these two people, when they say that your husband's dead? The edus essentially is that when this guy comes and he says, hi, honey, I'm back, he's not the husband, he's another guy. He's a lookalike. He's not the husband. So once you have two who says dead, even a hundred who say this is the husband, mabakach, it's trei kemeya. So why teitze? It's two against two. And the answer is, and for teisvis, yivamis, 88a, to the gabe dover hanirav yadua lakol, v'hayo ime rav, d'bishneidim le teitze. If it's clear, then we don't say lo seitze. If it's clear, teitze. And here it's clear. You see the guy, he's right in front of your eyes. Sorry, lady, teitze. אז מבואר לכאורה בדברי התוספות, שבדבר הנראה וגלוי לכל, לא אמרינן כלל לתרי כמאה. If it's something that's clear, that's gully to everybody, we don't say two is like a hundred. No. What's clear beats the two. פרק דשאח, we're talking חיישן משפט 46, 21, and that Tosis writes earlier, Gabe Gimel Shiyashvu Lekaimis Ashtar V'yotzer Il Arar Al Pagashel Pagam Mishpoch Alechod Mehem Delo Yizbar Adover Lo Oilam Kevin Shelu Shnaim Oim Shu Eved Ein Kol Oilam Yochol Akhishan Ditrei Kemeye Vize Seisir Lama Shekosu Biyavom Stavavada Raya Dua Lekol Oilam Loi Amrinan Trei Kemeye. If you have three dayanim, or come to be mekayim shtar, and then there's a challenge that to say that one of them has a pagam mishpacha, and this will never ever be able to be clarified. Why? Because these two people say that he's an eved, and once there's a pagam mishpacha and they say that he's an eved, the whole world can't deny it, because trei kemeya. So this is steer to Tosin Yavamis. Davar Yadula Kol Olam Lorim Trei Kemeya. Here you see that even if it's Yadu, it doesn't matter how many, doesn't matter if everybody knows that he's not an Eved, Garnish is Gehelfin. Nothing's going to help us. Why not? Because you have two who say that he is an Eved. You see, not like Tosin Yavamis. Here you see that it doesn't matter what the whole world says. Even if it's Galil Lion, it's still not going to help. And Tosis Yavamis says that if it's a Dever Galil Lion, then we do believe it does go against Aiden. Therefore, if the husband comes back, we assume, if the man comes back and he looks like the husband, we assume it's the husband, even though there are two Aiden that say it isn't. So it's Akasha. So the Noda Yehuda, Noda Yehuda Kama, and Eben Ezer, Samech Hei, is metare to alpi diktuk loshen hatesvis biyavamis. Shalai kosvu shevidovel hanira vegalu lakol lo amrin and trei kemeya. Ela rak lo haya oimer rav dihim nises lo seitze. Tosis doesn't say that if it's clear, if it's evident to everybody, we don't say trei kameya. No, just that rav would not have said im nises lo seitze. Rav would agree that if two people come back, im nises teitze. The husband comes back, im nises teitze. Normally she can marry based on Edom, even based on one Edom, certainly based on two Edom, she can get married. And if the husband comes back, Rav would agree that no, im nises lo seitze. Rav would not say lo im nises lo seitze. The Rav would agree that teitze. So another dude explains that the MS two are like the whole world. And the whole world can't be makrish like we see from Tosis and Ksubis. It doesn't matter what proof you bring, two is like everybody. Nevertheless, there's a reyusa in their edus when it's known to everybody, even though the Torah believes them. And therefore the din is teitze. It doesn't say that the whole world is believed more than the Edom. It just says Teitzei, because it's a race on their Edus. Explains in Oda Bihuda, Sharei Kosvu Ad B'Toisviz, Dehoda Mahani B'Trei U'Trei, Bori Dida, V'loi Mukminan La Cheskas Eish Asish, U'Rak Mishum Zda Chazak Adaiko Mintzava, Mare Le Cheskas Eish Asish. Tosis writes, that Trei U'Trei, her Bori helps, and we don't establish her in her Cheskas Eish Asish, is only because the chazak of daiko mintsava makes a reyus of the cheskeshes shis, and if so, in our case as well, there's the reyusa of galu vidu alakol. Can I get a chazak of the daiko mintsava? And then we go back and we're mamet her cheskeshes shis, and therefore, even if she marries one of the edim, she has to get divorced because it's a mises beisdin. Ad kan divrei hanoyde biyehuda. And again, we have the reyusa that it's galu vidu alakol. Can I get a chazaka of Daiko Minseva? So once you have the reis of Golavidu Lakol against the Chazak of Daiko Minseva, meaning that it's Rugalu Lakol that she's still married against the Chazak of Daiko Minseva that she's not married. So what do we do now? We go back to Recheskes Eish Asish. And therefore, she has to leave her husband. So based on what we explained, we understand this very well. Because the Yisod of Tosis of Daiko Mintzvah Marah L'Chazakah means there's a chroa on the guf ha-sofek mikorach l'svar of Daiko Mintzvah Raktu v'poyal. You can't be done like this because we have a klal that you can't psak paskin any psak shel ha-chroa neged ha-eidim. And since there's a sofek mikorach and since the sofek mikorach was mizbarer mikorach ha-zakah Daiko Mintzvah, so now there's no longer a chazakah d'dina. Shebemakom sofek hu disamchinen ha-chazakah. Once we're a mevarer from Daiko Mintzvah, so there's no longer a chazaka d'dina. Because v'makom safek, we're samech on a chazaka. But if there's no more safek, then there's no more chazaka. And that's what Tosfos says, that if it's a davar hanirev agalu lakol, you can't say that Daiko Mintzvah is mevarer shemeis baila. Why? Because adarabba, nifshad ha-safek lidach gisa, the agalu lakol is stronger. And so the agalu lakol is that he's not dead. Ah, but you can't paskin based on the Galil HaKol, because you have two Edim. The answer is, let's revert back to the Chazaka D'dina, that she's a married woman. In other words, the bearer of Daiko Mintzvah is gone, because we have the better bearer of the whole world, knows that she's still married. She can't paskin based on that, because you have Edim. So then you have to fall back onto the Chazaka of Eish Asish, and therefore Teitzei. You give Valdik. Advarim hayum ire naim umisamche lev, and b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we have so much more to say. We just ask the God of the heavens and the earth, Elokeinu Shamayim v'aretz, that He give us the ability to say it, and that we remember that after all is said and done, and after all of our amelus b'Torah, soif dover hakol nishmo es Elokim yirah ves mitzvot of shmo ki ze kol haadam. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yididai, moravai, ahuvai.